mumtomillionaire.com.
Hello, my beautiful team. Hey, what's poppin'? It's Vina V here, the founder of Mum to Millionaire. If you want to get motivated, you want to work on your mindset, and you just want the realistic side to running a business, you've come to the right podcast. Hello. Please, if you are a regular listener and you still have not press that subscribe button yet or written a review on iTunes, please do it. I know it's difficult when you're listening to these podcasts because you might be out and about, you might be in your kitchen, but when you finish listening, if you could just do that for 20 seconds, just go on your phone and literally press that subscribe button and write a review somewhere. If you don't know how to do an iTunes, if you can go over to the Mum to Millionaire Facebook page. You don't understand how much of a difference that would make. So please. Today, we are going to talk about how you can make more money in your business from things you may have not thought of before. So I have just released my first ever ebook. And with me, I think of an idea and I just go out and do it. I take action. I don't know anything about writing an ebook. I didn't know anything about the process. I didn't know how long it was going to take me. But I set myself a deadline of a week. I said, I'm going to write this book in a week. I don't care what life throws at me, what excuses there are. I'm just going to overcome everything and do it. And oh my goodness me, when I was writing this book, it's been a hard. Last year, if you've been listening to this podcast, I was like, this has been the hardest year of my life. But specifically these last few months, it's been so emotionally draining. Even tomorrow, I've got to go and do something, in my personal life. And it's just, I don't even want to think about it because it just drains the energy out of me. But because I've got that purpose and because I know what I want to do in my life, and it's ultimately to be happy. I focus on being happy every day, helping people and finding different ways to make money in my business. And do you know what? You can do the same as well. Trust me, it's so difficult. And I'm going to say this right now. I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast before, but do you know what? It's hard being a mum. It's hard being a mum and running a business. It's hard being a single mum and running a business. Literally this last week, I have wanted to just give up. I've literally been like, do you know what? Actually, I ain't going to do this no more. I don't want to do any of this. But, you know, I think of that for maybe 1 minute and then I'm like, Vina, what are you doing? If you ever think like that, you need to flip it. Flip your emotions and think about the opposite. Because do you know what? I could give up. But then what's the alternative to that? The alternative is that my life is not going to get better. I'm ultimately going to be unhappy. I aren't going to fulfill all my dreams and ambitions. And I will have to go and get a job, which I do not want to do. I love being a businesswoman. So if you feel like giving up right now, you can go and do that. But then what is the alternative? When you give up, what does that ultimately mean for you and your life? Really think about that. So I've just released, like I was saying, my first ever ebook. I would love for you to go and get a copy, especially if you're really struggling right now. If you are struggling to make money in your business, you don't know where your next customer is going to come from. You don't know how to attract new clients into your business. You don't know what the hell to do. You know, you've been sold on this idea that business is easy. You know, you get to live this lifestyle of, you know, your baby is happy. You're happy. You're holding the laptop. You're holding the baby and everything is fine. It's not. Business is difficult. And this is what Mum to Millionaire is all about. It's all about giving you the realistic side to running your business and being a parent. So, if you want 35 highly effective ways to get more clients and make more money in your business, make sure you go and purchase your first ever ebook from me. It's called that, 35 highly effective ways to make more money in your business. Just go to mumtomillionaire.com /clients. That's mumtomillionaire.com/clients. If you just go to the blog as well, mumtomillionaire.com, you'll be able to find the ebook on there. It's available on Amazon. We've already got five-star reviews, so go and read the reviews as well, and it's only $2.99 at the moment, so if you want to get your copy of that, make sure you do. It's already helped a lot of mums, and I want to say thank you so much, especially if you follow me on Instagram, because I've been receiving so many messages, and you know when people say so many messages, I mean five messages. I've received five messages, but do you know what? I value those five people. If you're one of those five people that have messaged me on Instagram and said you've bought your copy of the ebook, like, that means so much to me, because it doesn't only prove that, you know, a lot of business people say, you know, you need the right product at the right place at the right time. That kind of little phrase proves so much to me, because, you know, I've got courses on YouTube and I've got different things I've sold in the past, and some of you may have never bought anything from me, but with this ebook, it seems like so many of you are engaging with it, and it proves, and that's something to you as well, it proves that if you're struggling right now in your business and you're like, why is no one buying anything from me? You need to keep experimenting. You need to keep adapting. I never thought I would release an ebook on different ways to make money in your business, but I thought about the idea and I thought about all those parents that listen to this podcast. We all struggle with the same things, and it's all about making money or how we can save money or how we can get clients. And that's why I thought I'm going to write this ebook. And it just seems to have touched a lot of, touched on the pain points of so many of you. So I do urge you to go and check it out. If you've got a Kindle as well, and you've got Kindle Unlimited or Prime, you can actually download a free copy of it. So just head over to mumtomillionaire.com/clients, and yeah, you can go and download your copy of that. It's really going to help you. And what I've done in my business and me talking to you about this ebook, I want to put it back on you. I want you to understand that in your business, like I just said a moment ago, you need to keep trying things out. If you're thinking, oh, I'm going to give up, no one's buying from me, no, you're not working smart enough, you're not working hard enough. And I know it's really hard to listen to that, especially if you're thinking, Vina, I'm working very hard and no one's buying anything from me. But if you were to say that to my face, I'd be like, come on, beautiful Emerald, come on, my beautiful. You need to find different ways in your business. Take Mum to Millionaire as an example, okay? I run this podcast for free. I will never charge you for this, okay? It's a free podcast to, like I keep saying, to show you the realistic side to running a business and giving you that motivation and business tips. I've got the YouTube channel, again, free content there. So those are my platforms where I give out free content, okay? But then, like I've said, I've just released this ebook. That's a paid product. And I'm not charging you like $9.99 for it. It's $2.99. So for some people that might not be able to afford £10, I've come out with a product that you can get. You can support Mum to Millionaire. But do you know what? Inevitably, it's going to help you to take action. You might read one of those ways that I've made money in my business and thought, oh, do you know what? I've never even tried that. One of the things I talk about in the book is a beta group, a beta program. So if you're an accountant, for an example, you might want to charge, I don't know, 10 business owners £20 and provide some kind of service for them. It might be looking at their tax returns, giving them personalized ways on how they could save money. If you don't know what a beta group is, it's where you get together a group, a small group of people, you charge them whatever price you want, and you basically get feedback from them. So I did this about a year and a half ago. I put together something called the Action Takers, and it's where I got 10 business owners and I charged them £20 each, and I worked with them for 1 week. So I put them together in a Facebook group and I taught them how to go live. None of them had gone live, I don't think ever. And I made sure I really helped them with their videos on that, you know, there's a structure to video. So intros, middles, outros, what a call to action was. And I really built up their confidence. That was my beta group. I put together these 10 business owners. They paid £20 each and I worked with them for one week. And the outcome was that by day 7, they all went live on their own Facebook pages. So that was one thing I did in my business. So you need to start thinking about different ways that you can do that in your business. And like I keep saying, that book, that ebook for only $2.99 is really going to help you to start thinking. You might read an idea and think, oh my God, I can apply that to my business. And I've tried to give specific examples for you as well. I'll talk about that more now. Hi, Vanessa. I know Vanessa listens to this podcast. Vanessa French Fitness is a prime example, not only in terms of her being a client of Mum to Millionaire, but her creating her own highly successful business from a Facebook group. She is a fitness expert. She used to do boot camps in Basingstoke, and then she's transitioned her business online. And that's what she fundamentally does now. That's her main source of income. She charges ladies £20 a month and she's put them in a Facebook group. She does workouts with them every single day. Simple business idea, and she's just run with it. And that is her business model. Ladies and men, we don't have to make this difficult. Think of a simple idea in your business and just do it, please. Sorry to go, but I'm just so passionate about you taking action. Just use me as an example. I thought about doing an ebook. I set myself a deadline of 1 week and I've done it. It's out there for people to buy. It's on Amazon. And this is just the start. It's given me that inspiration in myself now, motivation to think, oh my God, this ebook market is massive. It's so big. Could you write an ebook for your business? I always give the example of an accountant because I just love accountants and that example, because so many accountants aren't pushing themselves. Are you an accountant? Could you release your own ebook on the top 50 ways a small business owner can save money in their business? You can sell it like I've done for $2.99. You might want to do $1.99, 99p. You might even want to do it for free to get the marketing up for your business. Remember, when you're writing an ebook, you need to be plugging your own business. You need to be getting people across to your email list, okay? And that's what I've done in my ebook. So think about all the different ways that you can start making money. Write down things that you could do. Ebooks, courses, webinars, workshops, meetups. Oh my God, I have the Mum to Millionaire meetup. So even though I'm not making any money from my podcast or my YouTube channel, I'm making sure people know what Mum to Millionaire offers. And it's, I do these meetups in London where women can come and network. Again, I'm not charging women loads of money. It's £10 for a ticket. And for £10, they get to, they get this highly supportive group. And they get to make connections. I've had speakers that have spoken at my meetups before and they've gone on to make hundreds of pounds because someone's booked them for a consultation or booked them for a course. And come on, please. I feel like I'm begging you here, but I know what it's like to have that feeling of wanting to give up. Like I said, I had that feeling literally a few days ago, but you can't. You've got to look at your business, and I know it's difficult. If you've been doing the same thing for a while, do you know what? This quote is so true. If you keep doing the same things in your business, you're going to get the same results. You've got to be brave. You've got to not care what anyone thinks. Do you think I care that some people might be thinking, oh, what? Why? She's not an author. How is she releasing an ebook? Or she hasn't got experience in networking events. Oh, she's doing her own networking event. I don't care. I need to do what I need to do to push my business forward, to make money for myself and my son, to ultimately help thousands of women. That's what I want to do. In about a month's time, I'm going to launch the Mum to Millionaire membership group. It's going to be called M2M Action Women. We are all action takers here. So what I'm doing on this podcast right now, I'm going to start a membership group that's only £10 a month, and I'm going to help even more women for only £10 a month. I'm going to take people in the group. I'm going to do like interviews with them. I'm going to build up people's confidence. I'm going to make sure that they get the best information. And that's what you need to start doing in your business. This is how I see it, okay? And you might want to start doing the same. If I have a £10 product, I want to give someone £100 worth or even more worth of content, okay? So start thinking about that in your business. If you're selling something for a few pounds, for £10, for £50, you want to be giving your client or customer so much more value back. And I don't mean giving them loads of freebies. It might mean you checking up on them after you've finished with them as a client. It might mean you putting out free content on social media. I don't have to do this podcast or the YouTube channel, but I want to do it because I know free content helps people. I know free content helps market my own business. There's so many benefits to putting yourself out there. You just need to start building up your inner confidence. People don't believe this, but I'm not a naturally confident person. I'm really not. I actually get quite scared. Even when I do my own meetups, I'm like, oh my God, this is so scary. And then I have to stand in front of people and talk. That's not a natural thing for me to do. It's really not. I actually, I've never mentioned this. Only the other day on a Facebook Live, I was interviewing someone and I said for the first time, I don't think I'm an anxious person, but I actually get anxiety before I have to do a workshop, before I have to do one of my own networking events, the Mum to Millionaire Meetup. Once I can remember, I was physically sick. I was sick before a meetup. To some people, they think that's crazy, but it's just to prove the point that, you know, if you want to be successful, you've got to push yourself. If you want to be happy every day, you need to get out there and understand what is making you happy. I'm sorry, this has turned into like some kind of preach, but I just want you to get out there and take action. Keep listening to the podcast and the YouTube channel. Like I said, I'm going to be launching the Mum to Millionaire Action Women membership group very soon, in basically a month's time. So if you're listening to this and you're like, do you know what, I just need someone to help me, I need this motivation, I need different ideas, then that is going to be launching very soon. And if you want to see how I've written my ebook, you want to maybe get ideas for your own business, just go and search for it on Amazon or go to the website mumtomillionaire.com/clients and you can buy your copy of that book, and it will help you to make more money in your business if you're struggling right now. Thank you as always for listening. Keep going. Never give up. You deserve to be so happy and successful. And remember, everyone's definition of success is different. You need to go out there and find what your definition is. And I'll see you in the next podcast. Oh my goodness me. I'm launching Millionaire Season. Millionaires are on their way to the podcast. Alfie Best, he was in the Sunday Times Rich List a few weeks ago. He's worth an estimated £250 million. He's coming up on the podcast next. Plus, I'm so inspired by this lady, Kate. Kate Stewart. She made her first million at the age of 23, and now she's a multi-millionaire. I met her in a hotel room last week, which cost her £2,500 a night to stay there. She's got a lot of money, but not only that, she's humble, she's happy, she's a single mum of four, she's just come out of a domestic abusive relationship. She was so open, and I thank her so much for being so open and honest in that interview. We've got those two exclusive interviews coming up on this podcast, so make sure you keep tuning in, because Pure Motivation is on the way for you. I love you so much, and I will see you next week. Bye.
Mum to Millionaire.com.